This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Like the echo of an approaching train, the discharge petition in the U.S. House that seeks a recorded vote on abortion-related infanticide seems to be getting under the skin of abortion-friendly Democrats running the U.S. House. H.R. 962 is holed up in the House Judiciary Committee, and each time that pro-life representatives seek to pull it up, out, and onto the House floor, debate is cut off by a cold recitation of House rules and cutting the microphone. Clearly done for effect, as if prepping for a social media video, abortion-friendly Democrats make it clear they don't want this vote on abortion-related infanticide. Pro-life attorney advocates are suing Washington State over a law compelling one church to fund abortion by its health care premiums. Cedar Park Assembly of God seeks relief from hefty fines and prison for not providing abortion as health care. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Hearing that 50,000 babies die every month by abortion in India simply because they are girls. 60 million in just the last decade. A stunning silence from abortion-friendly feminists is hardly the response one might anticipate. Last Friday's International Women's Day was tragically marred by a blind and silent allegiance to abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.